Jimmy. I know you are.
I am.
They're upstairs watching this right now. They're probably trying to cut me off.
You'll be
their fingers on the button.
You'll be lucky to be alive by morning. That's for sure.
Jimmy sounds like he's kidding. He's not kidding. Have you ever heard of the infamous case Walt Disney Productions versus the Air Pirates? An underground cartoonist named Dan O'Neill got together with a group of his hippie friends in San Francisco in 1971 and wrote two issues of a Mickey and Minnie Mouse parody. Their first cover showed Mickey flying a prop plane with two bags of dope hanging from the fuselage. We're talking about, at most, 40,000 copies of an indie comic book written by some counterculture cartoonist. Did Disney laugh? Ignore it? No, Disney sued. They brought in a battalion of high-priced legal talent and rained fire on little Dan O'Neill. The case dragged on for over 9 years. Let me just quote to you from the completely nuts account of the saga from the writer Bob Levin. In 1979, O'Neill stood before the bar, 38 years old, unemployed, with total assets of $7, a 1963 Mercury convertible, a banjo, and the baggy gray suit he was wearing. Disney, which already had a $190,000 judgment against him, sought to have him fined another $10,000 and imprisoned for 6 months. You read a line like that and you think, there but for the grace of God go I. That could be me up there, standing before the court, broken and forlorn, besieged by Disney's pack of legal attack jackals. But are we, at Revisionist History, afraid to give the story of Ariel a makeover? No, we're not. Because somewhere out there is a little mermaid imprisoned in a script that does not do her justice. And Disney, if you're listening, before the preliminary injunctions start flying around, be advised that although we will be critical of certain sea creatures within the Magic Kingdom, this is criticism that comes from a place of affection.
"Why have not we an immortal soul?" asked the Little Mermaid mournfully. "I would gladly give all the hundreds of years that I have to live to be a human being only for one day, and to have the hope of knowing the happiness of that glorious world above the stars."
The Little Mermaid began as a short story by the great Danish storyteller Hans Christian Andersen. You probably know some Hans Christian Andersen tales: The Princess and the Pea, The Emperor's New Clothes, The Ugly Duckling, The Snow Queen. Andersen was born into poverty in the early 19th century. He was desperately insecure, self-absorbed, probably a virgin his entire life. There's some evidence that he might have been gay or bisexual at a time and place in history when making public either of those preferences could land you in prison. What Andersen had was his talent, which was immeasurable. He also had a beautiful singing voice, which he used to gain entree into the homes of the wealthy. He was the Ugly Duckling. In fact, when Andersen was once asked whether he would ever write his autobiography, his response was, "I already have."
Almost every tale he wrote, they were grounded in the reality of his life, that was a dirt poor, uncultivated, ugly young boy who became sort of a swan, so to speak.
That's Jack Zipes, one of the leading experts on fairy tales. Andersen's stories are about